It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the Fantasy Football Champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Green, throwing, back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings. I'm Bill Enright with my trusty sidekick, Anthony Grace, a.k.a. the PPR Monster. Kevin Collins is our producer.
Sidekick? Is that a demotion?
No. Co-host, sidekick, all the same thing.
It's all the
sidekick.
Same.
So we're just your sidekicks? You're the main attraction?
Yes. If you want to get if you want to debate
about
it,
I got a chip on my shoulder
yes.
today.
We could be the super friends. That's more than a sidekick, I guess. Then we're all equal.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're the three best friends that anyone could ever have.
The three best friends that anyone could ever have. Where's that from? Why do I know that?
That's The Hangover.
The Hangover.
Oh, yeah. The Hangover, right. Yeah. Yeah. That's
my boy, Alan.
If you're not pumped up for today's show,
stop listening right now.
You either, one, don't have a pulse, or two, you didn't make the playoffs. Because I'm fired up. I know Anthony's fired up.
Fired up.
Kevin's fired up. Majority of the listeners, they're fired up. Because it is fantasy football playoff time. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, the real men, the real women, are separated from the little boys and the little girls.
Yeah, they are. And that's why we play this game, man. We play this game to get into the playoffs and win a championship. So you know, everybody out there who made the playoffs, congratulations. But it's not over yet. Now the important stuff starts.
That's really what it comes down to. It's like there's really two seasons in fantasy football.
Yeah.
There's the regular season, and then there's the postseason. And the postseason is what it's all about. You have to do well in the regular season to get to the postseason, but now is when, you know, you bring home the bacon.
Yeah, and I tell people all the time, I say, look, fantasy football, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's a long season. A lot of things can happen to get into the playoffs. But once you hit this point, now we're sprinting. Now you got to be Usain Bolt. You got to be quick. You got to get to that championship. Points, points, points every week. Can't take anyone for granted. Can't take no prisoners. You got to win it. Got to do what you got to do. We got to sprint from here on out.
We are here to help you win your fantasy football playoffs, your fantasy football championship. You can give us a ring at 855-728-7500. You can email us webradio@patriots.com. And if you're not yet a member of FF Champs, I got two easy ways to get your membership. You'll get free the rest of the 2014 season, and you'll get the 2015 season as well. You go to ffchamps.com. You use promo code 2015. It's very simple, the year for next season. ffchamps.com 2015. Or you go to ffchamps.com/pats, and you register via DraftKings. Both ways get you in on the action, get you all of our rankings, all of our articles, all of our one-on-one advice for the rest of the fantasy championship, for the rest of the fantasy playoffs, and then also next year. And then if you register through DraftKings, you'll have some money to win. You'll create an account, deposit in some money, and you'll have an opportunity to win some money playing fantasy football. Either way, you get the membership at FF Champs, and that's really what's going to help you guys win your leagues, bring home the bragging rights, bring home the trophy, and then, you know, for the rest of the winter, rest of the spring, and all the way up until early next summer, you can hold your head high knowing that you're the champion.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's all about. And listen, if anybody out there is just listening to the radio show, you know, we love it. We love the podcast downloads. We love the live listens. But if you're not involved on the website, I mean, you got to get in on it. It's definitely just another tool. Great way. I mean, we can help you. We can analyze. We can do what you want on the radio through emails, through tweets. But until you get on the website, plug your team in, put in your own scoring system. It just makes it so, so perfect for you to make the playoffs and to win championships with the FF Champs website.
FFChamps.com, promo code 2015 will lock you in to a $29.95 price instead of, listen, prices are going up. We have a totally different product than we've had in years past. Prices this summer are probably going to be $99.
Yeah.
We're running the promo code right now until December 16th. So you want to get in at $29.95 instead of $100, I strongly suggest you do that before December 16th. All right, Anthony, week 13 was wacky, another wacky week in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
A couple games came down to the wire. A couple studs let a lot of people down. A couple mm-hmm. surprises really helped a lot of people. We're going to go through it all. We're also going to go through the waiver wire. We have a couple, what do we have, 5-6 rules for the fantasy football playoffs to follow.
Yeah, a couple things.
So it's always going to be a jam-packed show, as always, but you want to pay extra close attention because it's playoff time. Let's get into a little bit of a recap now from the action this past weekend in Week 13 in the NFL. I guess we can start off with the San Diego-Baltimore game. This is one of three or four games that really came down to the wire. Phillip Rivers led the Chargers down the field, got a pass interference call in the end zone. Eddie Royal ends up scoring a touchdown. The Chargers were down 10, 6 minutes left. A West Coast team traveling to the East Coast. San Diego defeats Baltimore 34-33.
Yeah, last time San Diego went east, it was when they were in Miami a few weeks ago, and they just got waxed. They didn't put up a point. Phillip Rivers put up, what, negative 3 points or something like that for fantasy owners. So got to be happy what we saw out of him. Baltimore players looking good, too. So that was just a great game, exciting game, came down to the wire. So anytime you have something like that, fantasy, non-fantasy, if it's not your team and it's coming down to a wire, it's the best kind of game you can watch.
Sticking with an AFC North team, the Bengals squeaked one out 14-13 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because Tampa Bay had too many men on the field. They knocked themselves out of field goal range.
Yeah, got themselves right down to the 20, I believe, and had that called back because they had an extra guy on the field. It's stupid mistakes like that. I mean, obviously Tampa Bay is not a team that's really fighting for their playoff lives, although the NFC South is pretty crummy, so they could sneak in there if they go on a little run here. But, yeah, you can't make mistakes like that. You definitely can't. So Cincinnati just got themselves a gift handed to them right around Christmas time.
The Giants blew a 21-point lead to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ugh.
Who have earned their number two win of the year. The Giants gave up two fumbles late in the game. Both of them ended up in defensive touchdowns for the Jags. And then probably the best game of the weekend was the Green Bay Packers versus the New England Patriots. We kind of hyped this one up as a Super Bowl preview. Now, the Packers ended up winning 26-21. Very exciting game, very entertaining, probably a little bit bitter if you're a Patriot fan. But if this game is, in fact, a preview of the Super Bowl, how much do you think it changes if it's away from Lambeau Field on a neutral territory?
Obviously, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are better at home, so if this is a Super Bowl rematch, it's going to be another great game. But, you know, the Packers left some points on the field this past weekend. Missed field goal, should have had a touchdown to Devontae Adams. So they did leave some points on the board. This score could have been a little bit more lopsided than what we saw. But Rodgers and Brady, man, you got to watch two of the best in the game currently and probably ever after they both retire and leave the game for good. Both didn't turn the ball over. Both threw a couple touchdowns. So great game to watch. Exciting. But a Super Bowl rematch of this would just be fantastic because it's going to be another game that comes down to the wire. And on a neutral field, well, anybody can win. I mean, the Packers can win on the road, too. Don't get me wrong. But they're just another type of animal at home. If they get the first seed in the NFC, it's going to be hard for a team to go up there and beat them in the playoffs.
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to ask you next. And we'll have plenty of time to go over our NFL playoff preview, after week 17, once the fantasy football season is over, because we do this show as long as the Patriots are winning and surviving in the playoffs. So we'll have some time to do Super Bowl previews, playoff previews. But I do want to ask you, in terms of the NFC teams, I don't really know if there's anyone that can really hang with the Packers. Now, we saw Seattle win in week one. That was a long time ago.
Yeah,
totally different season now.
And we always say the first 2-3 weeks, 4 weeks of the season are kind of wacky. Teams are getting, you know, into the swing of things. Players might not have played in the preseason. A lot more, no two-a-days anymore, less practice, more control for the players as far as rules go. So, obviously, it's not the same as football used to be. And things take a little bit of time to get where they need to go. But Green Bay, man, 41 points they're averaging at home. Like I said, if you go to Green Bay and they're putting up 41 on you, most of the teams in the NFC can't score with them. And if they can, their defenses are so bad that the Packers are going to put up more than 41 on them. So Aaron Rodgers is just an animal. There's no other way to put it. 5 out of 6 games at home this year, 250 or more yards. He's got 4 300-yard games, 20 touchdowns, and no interceptions at home this year. Unbelievable. And at least 2 touchdowns in every single home game he's thrown.
Let's stick with another NFC playoff contender, the Philadelphia Eagles. How about their running back, LeSean McCoy? Remember when everyone was calling into the show, panicking about McCoy, not sure if they want to start him, should they trade him away? Why don't you run down his stats the last couple of games, Ant? Because he's been doing phenomenal.
Got a lot of people panicking on McCoy. Like you said, at the beginning of the year, I don't like what I'm seeing out of him. Look, we told you to hang on to him, and coming down the stretch, which is when you want your studs to go on a run, is exactly what he did. His last eight games, he's got 80-plus yards in seven of those eight, 100 yards in four of those eight. He scored a touchdown in three of his last four games, and he's the third leading rusher in the NFL right now with 1,018 yards, and he's just one of four running backs with 1,000 yards this season. So for as down as it seems he has been overall, he's picking it up recently, and that offense obviously getting better with LeSean McCoy catching a little bit of fire here recently.
How about a quarterback controversy in Cleveland?
Here it is.
Brian Hoyer benched. Johnny Manziel comes in, scores a touchdown. The Browns still lost. By the way, Mike Pettins, their head coach, slammed Terrence West for causing the fumble. Basically, you don't see this very often, but Pettin basically blamed West for the game. You don't see a coach very often say one player is the reason why we lost. But that's what Pettin basically did this past weekend. Anyway, Johnny Manziel, it's Manziel mania. Back to what we were dealing with after the draft, the preseason. The Browns have yet to name their starting quarterback. Who do you think it should be?
Look, I saw an interesting stat today. Brian Hoyer, since 1999, the Browns have started 20 different quarterbacks, and Hoyer's the only one with a winning record. So that being true, I don't see how you don't start him. Look, he had a down game, and every quarterback in this league has a down game. I mean, like you said, look at Aaron Rodgers. First week in Seattle, did not have a good game. And I know it's getting down to crunch time. Cleveland's not a team that usually is involved this late in the season having a chance to make the playoffs. So it's a different territory for those guys as well. But I can't see taking a rookie like Johnny Manziel. I know he's an electric guy. He's got some legs. He can run. But it's going to be hard to incorporate him into the lineup right now and still have a chance to get into the playoffs. So I think you got to stick with Brian Hoyer. He's got you here, and you got to stick with him.
I don't really care who's under center as long as they get the ball to Josh Gordon.
Yeah, I agree with that. Got him on my team in the playoffs. So, yeah, just throw to Josh. And look, obviously Manziel didn't have much time to throw the ball, so we haven't seen him. But Brian Hoyer is getting the ball to Josh Gordon, and that's what we like in fantasy football. So we keep Brian Hoyer in there if you're asking me.
All right, let's stick with some player news. Some of the guys that helped everyone propel themselves into the fantasy postseason. We're not going to start with a player. We're actually going to start with the defense. The Rams defense, 32 points they scored in the majority of leagues out there. They had a shutout, three INTs, two forced fumbles, six sacks, and an interception. And then their running back, Trey Mason, 117 yards, 47 receiving yards, and three total touchdowns. Who knew the Rams would help everyone out there make the fantasy playoffs?
Yeah, I was a big fan of the Rams D and Trey Mason coming into this week, and I didn't think they were going to do what they just did. It was unreal. Trey Mason, two long touchdowns. The Rams defense was just on another level against the Oakland Raiders. So anybody who had the Rams D and or Trey Mason definitely made themselves irrelevant. If they're on the cusp of making the playoffs, had that last win they needed to get in, if you played any of these two guys or a couple more guys are about the list, you probably got yourself into the playoffs.
Trey Mason, one of the champs of Week 13. Let's stick with the running back, C.J. Anderson, 168 yards, 17 receiving yards, and a touchdown. And then Rashad Jennings had two scores and 91 yards with the Giants. Moving over to wide receiver, DeAndre Hopkins had a monster day. Nine catches, 238 yards, and two touchdowns. You know, Ant, I was a little worried about Hopkins because Ryan Fitzpatrick would end up being under center for them this week, but he was just fine.
Yeah, he was a guy I really was not a fan of going into this week, and he made me look stupid, but that's okay. I mean, like I said, if you played him, got you in the playoffs. I know personally in my league, a guy had DeAndre Hopkins, needed a win to get in, played DeAndre Hopkins, and had Andre Ellington. Ellington went down. If it wasn't for DeAndre Hopkins, he would have missed the playoffs, wow, won by 4 points. So DeAndre, like I said, big, huge week, career week for him. And look, going forward, DeAndre Hopkins is going to be a guy to keep your eyes on. And if you're in a dynasty or a keeper league, he's a guy that you might want to consider, because coming up year three next year for DeAndre Hopkins and wide receivers year three, that's usually when they really take off. So just watch out for DeAndre, because that's scary if he gets better next year.
Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones had 10 catches, 189 yards, and a touchdown. Over to the tight end spot, Colts tight end Colby Fleener, four grabs, 127 yards, and two touchdowns. And Anthony, you make a note here that he should have a third touchdown, but he dropped that ball, right?
Oh, my God. That has to make you sick if you're a Fleener owner. I mean, obviously, you got a good 24-plus points, depending on your scoring system, out of him. But that third touchdown, well, it should have been the second at the time. Yeah. In his hands, wide open. There's no one around him on the defense. He could walk the rest of the way to get in the end zone. And he just, you know, turned around a little too quick and dropped that ball. So that was hard to watch. But he made up with it with that long 70-yard catch and run later on in the game. So another great performance by somebody last week.
And lastly, the quarterbacks that helped you get into the fantasy playoffs. Drew Brees, 5 touchdowns. Andrew Luck, 5 touchdowns. Just when you think Drew Brees is starting to struggle, he comes out against the Pittsburgh Steelers and throws 5 scores.
Yeah, that was another fun game to watch. Obviously, the Steelers made it close a little bit later, so they didn't have as much drama as some of the other games. But, again, another fun one to watch. Roethlisberger threw for over 400 yards again, a couple scores. So Drew Brees back to form. Wasn't expecting that out of him. I figured he'd have a good game, but that was a stellar game. Not a lot of yardage, but 5 touchdowns is just going to propel you no matter what. And Andrew Luck, I mean, if this guy does go over 350 and for 3 touchdowns every week, that's what it seems like. So this guy is on another level as well playing this year. He's on Aaron Rodgers' level.
Now, Drew Brees, mainly his focus all year has been getting the ball to Jimmy Graham, which brings us to the players that probably killed your playoff chances, because Jimmy Graham didn't get a catch, didn't even get a target. He got 0 fantasy points in week 13.
Yeah, Jimmy Graham definitely had to really hurt a lot of people. Juicy matchup coming into the week with the Steelers, and he just, nothing. Drew Brees didn't look that way, so it's one of those things where if you're an owner of him, you want him to get thrown the ball, but obviously the teams are keying in on Jimmy Graham, so Drew Brees did what he could. Now, hopefully, if you made the playoffs and have Jimmy Graham, this can help you next week as teams see, look, oh, I can't just key in on Jimmy Graham. There's other guys. Kenny Stills had a big game. There's other guys stepping up for the Saints now. So now Jimmy Graham, maybe the coverage kind of rolls a little bit and they're not as focused on him. Obviously, he's the number one target, but they might have to roll a little bit of coverage and not guarantee 2 guys on him all the time and just float a safety around him.
Now, on to the quarterback spot, where if you were watching football on Thanksgiving, you may have ruined your day. Got an upset stomach, not from eating too much turkey, but from watching Tony Romo against the Eagles, 199 yards, 0 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and this one really, I think, set people into a panic, because you're watching Romo on Thursday, he ended up with like 3 or 4 points, and then all of a sudden, you're like waiting around for the next 2 or 3 days, panicking, knowing that you may not get into the fantasy playoffs just because Tony Romo had one of his worst performances of the year.
Yeah, I own Tony Romo, and watching that performance, I was glad the week before I locked myself into the playoffs, because nothing went right for me this week. The guy I'm playing against had the Rams D, Trey Mason, and Le'Veon Bell virtually outscore me with 3 players, because Tony Romo just completely did nothing. So I know a lot of people out there worried about Tony Romo. Look, he's going to bounce back. This was tie for his lowest fantasy point output of his career in a game that he started and finished. So he's going to bounce back. He's got good matchups. The Eagles are a good matchup. They were just playing out of their minds this past week on Thursday on Thanksgiving. So going into Philadelphia in 2 weeks, going into Chicago on Thursday this week, 2 soft matchups, and the Cowboys know they have to win this week to have a chance to win the division, and next week going into Philadelphia, that's going to be revenge mode. So I still love Tony Romo in the playoffs this year.
Okay, I do like Tony Romo, and I think we're going to get a lot of questions about him too.
Oh, we definitely are. And I can't blame people for being a little bit nervous. Obviously, going into the playoffs, you want to see your guys performing at least decently. You're not going to expect 30 points out of them every week, but a 3 is just unacceptable for any player. I don't care what position you play. Even for a kicker, that's embarrassing.
I do think we're going to get a lot. That's going to be probably a lot of questions today.
Yeah. Him and the Jimmy Graham situation probably are going to be 2 guys that we get a lot of questions about.
Which is fine, because that'll be easy answers for the ball.
Yes.
Running backs, Patriots running backs, LeGarrette Blount, Jonas Gray did not get the job done. Instead, Brandon Bolden scored a touchdown for the Pats. And like we said, we knew this Patriots backfield is going to be frustrating for fantasy owners. We tried to warn everyone about that last week. We tried to warn everyone about that 2 weeks ago when Jonas Grant had the big game. So it's just a never-ending rotation for the New England running backs, and shouldn't come as a surprise. If you're relying on one of the Patriot running backs, you should probably, you know, put a little shame on you.
I will not recommend a Patriots running back the rest of the way. I just can't. Not because I don't think they might have a good matchup coming up, but we don't know what's going to happen. It's that element, that sense of what the hell is going to happen. We don't know, and no matter how much we think we might know or how good of a guess we think we might put out there, we just don't know. You got three big guys, Blunt, Bolden, and Jonas Gray. You got a guy out of the backfield that can catch like Shane Vereen, and no one seems to be putting up consistent points. So that backfield scares me. I'd want nothing to do with them the rest of the way. If you need to use one of these guys in the playoffs, start praying now because you don't know who's getting the ball anymore.
Let's quickly go over just some of the injuries from this past weekend, and then we'll move on officially to week 14. Zach Mettenberger went down with a shoulder injury. We saw Jake Locker come back into the game. If you've been listening to the show at all this year, you know Jake Locker is one of my least favorite players in the NFL. Andre Ellington, this one hurts, Ant. Mm-hmm. Hip pointer, out in the second quarter, didn't return the action. Now he's already dealing with a foot injury. Now he has the hip injury. I'm worried that this is going to turn into a running back by committee for the Cardinals because they got Marion Grace, they got Stephon Taylor, they signed Michael Bush. If Ellington can't play, there's no clear handcuff here.
There really isn't. And if he doesn't play, I'm not rushing out to pick up one of these guys behind him because, A, no. Like you just said, not a clear-cut handcuff. And, B, that schedule for the Arizona Cardinals
brutal.
In the playoffs is absolutely brutal, by far the hardest for running backs. So I don't want anything to do with anyone backing up Andre Ellington.
Rashad Jennings was injured in the fourth quarter, even though he had 91 yards and two touchdowns. Did I say Ellington again? I
meant Rashad. No, you said Jennings. Rashad. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, Jennings. 90 yards, two touchdowns, wasn't able to finish the game for the New York Giants. He's been a little bit of an injury problem all season long. Torrey Smith of the Baltimore Ravens had an injury with a foot. Justin Hunter has a lacerated spleen. I don't think he's going to be playing this year.
Yeah, that sounds uncomfortable. I can't imagine someone coming back from that. Maybe he does, but again, you're playing for the Titans, a team that's not in the playoff race. Take it easy. He was looking obviously better as the weeks were going on with Mettenberger. It seemed like he seemed to be a little bit better, getting a few more targets out of Zach Mettenberger. So if these two guys play together next year, that could be a nice little connection, nice little deep sleeper in Justin Hunter. But you can't rush yourself back from something like that. When one of your internal organs is bleeding out, kind of time to hang it up for the year, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And then DeSean Jackson has a bone contusion. So I don't know if he's going to be out there anytime soon either.
Yeah, another guy. I mean, it seemed like he got taken off the field twice this past week. It got hurt, came back in, caught that long touchdown, and got hurt again later. So DeSean Jackson, another guy you're probably not going to rely on to help win you a championship, especially with Colt McCoy under center, a guy who we can't really trust either.
It's crazy because McCoy, what did he have, like 400 yards this past week? What did he have?
He had just under 4, yeah, like 396.
392, yeah.
Okay, so three touchdowns.
Who was he throwing the ball to? Jordan Reed.
Yeah, Jordan Reed went off this week. He was an absolute monster.
Of course he did because,
because we all sat him.
Yeah, I found out Jordan Reed was playing. I'm so mad at myself. I found out Jordan Reed was playing Sunday morning. I had Miles Paul in all my lineups, so I make a move. I put in a bunch of different guys all across the board. But I forgot to change my DraftKings lineup. Oh. I had Niles Paul, and I could have just used Jordan Reed because I think there were a $100 difference. And I had, like, one of my best weeks ever this week. I think I scored, like, $1.98 in the Millionaire Maker contest, which is usually pretty good. Usually the winner gets, like, $230, somewhere in that range. The winner this week for the DraftKings Multimillionaire contest, 300 points.
Woo!
So I don't know. I could have probably got around, I guess Jordan Reed had, what, 10 catches, over 100 yards?
Yeah,
so I probably
could have like
got another
20.
I would have got another 20 points, which I just would have ended up winning like a couple more dollars. Not a really big deal.
Yeah.
But I was just mad at myself for not, changing out Niles Paul when I had the option to.
Yeah, I hear you. Even though you're not going to win, it's still a personal thing. You still want to do the best you can. So, what are you going to do? Hey, you got next week, buddy. Don't worry. You'll be all right. Daily Fantasy, change it every week.
All right, on to the reason we all play this beautiful game of fantasy football. It is the Fantasy Football Playoffs. If you have a question, dial us up, 855-728-7500. Send us an email, webradio@patriots.com. In a little bit, we're going to be going over our rules for the fantasy playoffs. You're not going to want to miss it. And also, our waiver wire report for Week 14. We are just getting started here on the Fantasy Football Champs. You're listening to Patriots.com Radio.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's a Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. Three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown! Ha-ha!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Anthony Grace and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Welcome back. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Getting to your emails in just a bit. webradio@patriots.com. Before we do our waiver wire report, I do want to get into our rules for the playoffs. We do the Ten Commandments of winning fantasy football in the preseason. I think by now, everyone follows them as closely as possible. I think we do a good job of really hammering those ideas home. I think people realize that they're well-researched. The results speak for themselves in terms of the fantasy football commandments, okay? Here are our rules for the playoffs, okay? There's week 14, week 15, week 16. If your league does a championship in week 17, fire your commissioner. Have a revolt against him. I don't know. Run some kind of public relations campaign to get him out as a commissioner, just like a lot of players are doing now with Roger Goodell. Because it is pointless to go to week 17 in your fantasy championship. Do either of you have one of those leagues?
Hell no, and I will never participate in one, so don't.
Kevin must be busy. That's fine. If you do a championship in week 17, the point is you're really tarnishing the idea of using the best players available.
Bill, were you yelling at me?
No. I'm just asking her. Do you do a league that you have the championship in week 17?
I do.
Ugh, of course you do.
It's not my doing, though.
You need to get rid of that commissioner.
Yeah, I agree with that. We should put him in a trash can, you know, put the lid on and then throw it away for good.
Watch to see who the players are that are the leading scorers in week 17.
Yeah, because the first league I'm in.
It's not going to be the Andrew Lux. It's not going to be the Brady's. It's not going to be the Peyton's. It's not going to be the Le'Veon Bell's or the DeMarco Murray's. Not going to be any of those guys.
It's going to be a mess. The first league that I'm in, I came in first and have the bye, so the playoffs are starting this week.
Yeah.
But this other league, the work league that I'm in, is the we still have one more week of the regular season. So.
Is that Chris that does that? Is he the commissioner of that one?
No, Chris isn't in this one.
It's another work league.
No, it's a work league. Just Chris isn't in it. It's a Craft Sports Productions work league, and Chris is upstairs in the web department. They might have their own league up there.
Who runs this league?
Craft Sports Productions. This kid Nick Popolo, who works down the hall.
And does Nick mostly focus on soccer?
No, Nick loves football. I'm not sure why he does it this way. It's just the way he does it.
We're gonna have to sit down with Nick. Have a little sit down with him.
You're gonna.
Because I mean, that's just preposterous.
I think it's preposterous.
It is.
Fighting for my playoff life too. I wish the season ended last week, Bill, because I'd be in, and now I have no idea what's gonna happen next week.
You're fighting for your playoff life.
Yeah, I'm 7-6 right now.
What happened? I thought you were like 9-3.
Well, the league that I have the bye in, I finished 11-2.
Yeah.
And, like, that was – I started off 9-0. This one, I've been kind of hovering around 500 all year long, but I'm number one in points scored. So I'm feeling good. If I can just get in, I'll be fine.
Yeah,
I'll be fine. Yeah.
Well, mark it down right now. Tuesday, December – what is it? December 2nd?
2nd.
Yeah. In about 4 weeks, we'll be on these airwaves, and we'll be going over the champs and chumps from week 17 – and it's not going to be any of the champs.
It'll be a bunch of schmucks.
It'll be a bunch of backups.
Yep.
It's just how it is.
Yep.
You got teams like, do I really want to look ahead to week 17? I'm going to do it real quick.
You know, I will say this. As much as I do hate it, this season it seems that there is a lot more teams than usual in the playoff race. And if that kind of continues the rest of the way, then you might have some more studs than usual playing in that last week. There's no one that's really dominating. I mean, Denver and New England, they're both going to be going back and forth for that all-important home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So you're going to have teams, the Packers are going to be involved in that situation, Eagles, Cowboys, so guys with major players are still going to probably be playing through the year. I totally agree. I hate the Week 17 situation if you're playing championship, but at least this year, trying to be positive, maybe you got some more studs playing than usual.
It's very much about that, but it's also about the teams that in Week 17, and I have them in front of me now, that are playing for nothing. Okay? Mm-hmm. So by the time Week 17 rolls around, the Texans and the Jaguars are not making the playoffs.
No.
So you're going to have a guy like, it's not going to be DeAndre Hopkins. It's going to be Keyshawn Martin. It's going to be Jonathan Grimes instead of Arian Foster. It's going to be, I don't know, the Jaguars' backup wide receiver. It's not going to be Marquise Lee or Cecil Shorts. It's going to be like, not even Allen Hurns. It's going to be like Ace Sanders.
It's going to be Toby Gerhardt again.
Yeah, Toby Gerhardt will have a big game.
Just what we need.
The Bears and the Vikings. Like, it's going to be not even Charles Rogers, who's been coming on late. It's going to be like Jarius Wright, who has a monster game. Everyone's going to be loving him next year because he played awesome in Week 17. Like, it's just so frustrating that you don't want to be banking on your entire body of work throughout the entire season and drafting the preseason to just come down to a meaningless Week 17 game where these guys just can't wait to end the season and go golfing for the rest of the year or go to the beach or go on vacation or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I hate Week 17.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Yeah, when it comes down to that and you'll lose because of Marion Greece, you really don't want to be dealing with that an entire offseason. I can take losing because Peyton Manning throws 6 touchdowns in a championship. I'm not going to take it very well, like you said, when Toby Gerhardt actually has a week and he goes off for 1 week this year or something like that. So yeah, I totally agree. Week 17, if you're in a league like that, you got to find a way around it. You can't keep doing that.
Kevin, what's this guy's name, the commissioner of the Kraft Sports Production League?
Nick Popolo.
Yeah, Nick. You know what we should do? Like, we should prank call Nick.
We could do that.
And, like, leave a voicemail.
He might even answer.
Be like, this is the Fantasy Football Police.
You want me to get him on the horn right now?
Yeah.
Let me give him a call from our call screener and see if he picks up. This could be good.
Do this right now, and then we'll pretend like we're the Fantasy Football Police, and we'll say, we hear that you're running a league that has a championship of Week 17. What do you have to say for yourself?
Okay,
he's not going to, like, curse on air or anything, right?
No, he's not going to curse on air.
All right, let's do this right now. I'm in the mood to have some fun. Anthony, we'll play good cop, bad cop.
You could be the bad cop, I guess. That's your MO.
I was assuming that role to begin with. Kev, let me know when he picks up. You're going to put him on? This is going to be great.
Oh, my God.
He's on the phone.
Yep.
I wonder if he's going to pick up because he doesn't know this number.
Might have to leave him a voicemail.
Well, it's not going to be as fun with the voicemail. I want the interaction.
All right, so if he doesn't pick up, should I hang up?
Yeah. What's his name, Nick Pavlov?
Yes.
Okay. This would be, we might have to call back later. This would be awesome. We should do this for anyone that has a Week 17.
Nick Pavlov.
No good.
Nah, no good.
No dice.
We should do that for anyone that like if someone wants to call in right now and like get us their commissioner on like a 3-way call.
Yes, that'd be great. Oh my God!
You know what? It's so funny because like always around this time of year, people all start hating their commissioners, hate their commissioners because they don't pay attention in the preseason to find out like what the tiebreakers are, how the playoff standings work. And then all of a sudden, like if you're a commissioner in the league, you just get blasted with emails and text messages and phone calls. Like I'm in a group chat with all my friends and they're just blasting each other because the rules are all, they didn't know the rule. Not that they didn't know the rules, but what happened was, my team and another team finished with the two best records, and we're in the same division. So I got a bye. I'm 11-2. He's 10-3. But the team in the other division is like 9-4, and they're getting the bye because the two division winners get the bye, which
right.
is ridiculous.
Yes.
I'm not complaining because I'm the one with the bye, but the other team is like ripping into, and we're all best friends, so it's like whatever, it's fine. But they're ripping into him because they don't think that they knew it was like this, but they just think it's ridiculous.
You know what? But I was going to say, it could be worse, because at least the dude who got the other bye week is 9-4. That's a respectable record. If that guy was like 6-7 or 5-8 and that division was just horrific and they snuck into the playoffs, then I'd be pissed I didn't get a bye. I mean, I understand where he's coming from, but
yeah.
10-3 versus 9-4, it could be a lot worse than it is right now.
Well, I mean, to be fair to the 10-3 team, it was up until last night's game. Like, they lost by 1 point.
Oh, man.
It was Lamar Miller, and they had the Dolphins defense. And the Dolphins defense actually blocked a punt. I think they blocked a punt.
Yeah.
But because it went past the line of scrimmage, it's really not considered a block.
No, it counted as a six-yard punt.
It's considered, right, a deflection.
Yep.
And no points for deflections. Points for blocks, no points for deflection. So
that would have gave him, yeah.
Right. They would have won. I would have been the one that got screwed, and they would have never heard the end of it.
Yeah.
I would have talked on this entire show for 2 hours about how I was, you know, grossly injustice.
So do you commission that league, or is it somebody else?
Nah, this is my other friend.
Yeah, you got to make it all one division. That's what you got
to
do.
Well, that's what in my league, I don't have divisions. I think it's the dumbest thing to have divisions in fantasy football.
Totally agree.
If you're in a 12-team league, there are two groups of six teams that play each other twice, regardless of if you have divisions or not. But you don't need to have a differentiator for teams to make the playoffs and a division leader all of a sudden gets a bye in the first round of the playoffs. No, the two best teams should have the bye in the playoffs.
Totally agree. I 100% agree with you. I've played leagues that are set up that way. Most of the leagues out there, if you just play a general league, are set up by divisions. Well, when we started our league a couple years ago, we didn't do that. All straight, one division, 12 teams, two best records get a bye. Points, total points scored is what separates the tiebreakers. So made it real simple, real easy. Everybody plays each other, so you can't say, "Oh, well, Joe played Bill once, and Bill played this guy twice, right, and he's got a better matchup." No, everybody plays each other once. There's two extra matchups. We'll pull names out of a hat. Everybody rotates those last two games. Bam, done. Fairest way to do it. No one can complain anymore.
All right, so we're getting a little bit off track here, but
we are.
Week 17 championships suck. That's the bottom line.
That's it.
All right, rules to live by for the fantasy football playoffs. Here we go. We've been teasing it throughout the entire show. Rule number one goes back to the preseason, and it's one of the Ten Commandments, and I think it's one of the most important rules that you can follow in fantasy football, regular season, fantasy football playoffs. Start your studs. Roll with the guys that got here. You don't want to get cute. Take your time with your lineup, but make sure you start your studs.
They have to be in your lineup. They had to be in your lineup all season to begin with. But now, like you said, is the real time. Sometimes you just might get a feeling and say, "Oh, I can't play so-and-so. They're close to a stud, but not 100%, and I don't know." No. If a guy is a stud or close to it, do not take him out of your lineup. Just don't. You can't. Like you said, Bill, can't get cute. Not the time to do it. You got here for doing things a certain way. Continue to do them. Rely on those guys. It's like, well, if the Cowboys are in at week 17 and have a chance to win a division, would they take Dez Bryant out of the lineup? No, they're not going to do something like that. So you shouldn't do that either.
Start your studs. Next important, rule number two for the fantasy football playoffs. We're going to go over the waiver wire report in just a little bit. But instead of focusing on the flavor of the week, I think everyone should go out and get their most important handcuffs right now. Because the flavor of the week will end up burning you. Look at Latavius Murray. Look at LeGarrette Blount. Look at Jonas Gray just the last couple of weeks. They're not sustainable. Instead, you want to handcuff your studs. Because if Jamal Charles goes down, you know Niall Davis can get the job done. If Arian Foster goes down, you know Alfred Blue can get the job done. So instead of, we're going to go over the waiver wire report, and we'll give you guys some suggestions in case you're dealing with injuries. But I really think for the running back position specifically, it's crucial to have your handcuffs for the fantasy playoffs.
Yeah, the running back is the one position where there really is a true handcuff. You're not going to handcuff a backup quarterback.
Right.
And for the wide receivers, there's always, you know, three on the field. If one of those guys goes down, then you don't know who's getting more targets. Could be a tight end, could be another running back, could be anybody. But like you said, if you have a running back, look, last week off my waiver wire, somebody owns Jamal Charles in the playoffs, number one seed. They dropped Niall Davis. Don't know why they did it. I picked him up. Am I going to use him? No. But if Jamal Charles goes down, this guy is real, real screwed. And that kind of brings us into point number three, Bill.
Point number three. block your opponents from getting the players that they need.
Yeah.
Whether it's a quarterback, a running back, a wide receiver, a tight end, don't let your opponents get their hands on the players that they need from the waiver wire. Someone hit me up on Twitter. I'm not sure if he's a listener of the show or not. He might just be an FF Champs member. Says, Bill, please settle this. Kamish picked up 6 tight ends so the opponent couldn't cover Julius Thomas this past weekend. Is that cheating? He basically just picked up each one and dropped them. Picked up each one and dropped them, so they stayed on waivers. And it was the commissioner of this league. The Thomas owner is livid about it, and I don't think it's cheating at all. I think that's a good move. Shame on the Thomas owner for not being better prepared. And you can apply this rule to anyone, to any position. I think you should have blocked, just like Anthony made the example with grabbing the handcuff, block your opponent from getting the players that they need. Don't block yourself. Take care of yourself first.
Yes.
But then after you take care of yourself, go block your opponents.
See, now, what you just talked about with that guy on Twitter, I don't agree with what the commissioner did. If you're picking guys up, you should keep them on your team. If you're just picking guys up and dropping them right away so they're ineligible for other people, I'm not on board with that. I think that's a cold move. You want to pick them up, fine. Keep them on your lineup. You got to hang on to them. That's why I like leagues where there's a limit to how many waiver wire moves you can make, or there is a blind bid type system, because some guy's not going to waste all his – I mean, if he saves all his money to this point, fine, whatever. But, I don't like when people just pick them up and drop them. If you're picking them up, fine. You want to block somebody, fine. But that's a cold move right there.
You know what? I'm with you, Ant. There should be some kind of system in place where it's a blind bidding or a maximum acquisition per week. But if the rule does not exist to prevent someone from doing that, then you have to take advantage of every rule that can be worked in your favor. It's just like the pick play in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
right? You have a guy going on a slant, you have a guy going across the middle. Now, if the defender happens to get caught up in the middle, and the Broncos do this perfectly, right?
Yes,
with Wes
they
Welker
do.
And Sanders and Demaryius Thomas, they run this play perfectly. You have to take advantage of the rules that work in your favor. And in this situation, there was no rule in place. There was no precedent or any kind of punishment for anything from, preventing someone from doing this kind of transaction. So you can't really blame the guy.
No, I agree. There is no rule, and in our league it's the same way. We don't have a blind system. We just have pick up who you want, and people can do that. And it does happen from time to time, never to that extent. Maybe someone picks up a defense, and then they're like, I don't want him. I dropped him for someone else. Whatever. One move, I don't care. But 6 tight ends, that is kind of another level of ridiculous. My Lord. That's
that
just too much effort.
League. That God. Happened in the league a couple weeks ago. All right, rule number 4. Defenses and kickers matter. Find the right matchups. Don't be afraid to change it each week, because I was rolling with the Arizona Cardinals all year long. I loved the St. Louis Rams this week. I used them. Got me into the playoffs with 32 points.
Bam.
Those are the kind of moves that maybe not everyone is thinking about in your league. Oh, I'll worry about the kicker later. I'll worry about the defense later. Get 2 defenses. Get 2 kickers. Don't cut your wide receiver 3 to make that kind of move. We don't really like answering defense and kicker questions throughout the year, but I am more than happy to do it when it comes to the fantasy playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. Here's what you need to know about defenses and kickers. During the draft, last 2 rounds. In the playoffs, feel free to stream them. You can't be afraid to drop someone just because they look good on paper. If someone's got a better matchup, like you said, the Arizona Cardinals are good as a defense. They put up points. They can score at any time. You got Patrick Peterson. You got Ted Ginn. You got guys who can do a lot of things on that team. But like you said, St. Louis Rams, better matchup and worked out for you. So at this point of the year, you cannot be afraid to stream a defense, to stream a kicker. And like you said, look at the matchups. If a kicker's got 3 games in domes, you're dumb if you don't use him. If he's playing in New England and there's 50-mile-an-hour winds, and I don't care if he's the best kicker in the league, if you got Steven Gostkowski, you don't play him in conditions like that. You've got to pay attention to what's going on all around you. It's not totally football anymore. It's football, but there's a few more elements that are factoring in now during the playoffs.
And that brings us to the next point. Rule number 5, check the weather. It's December. It's nasty out there. We had bad winds in Green Bay with the Green Bay and New England game. Last year we had snow with the Detroit Lions and Philadelphia Eagles game. The weather is a factor in December. Okay? You don't, like Anthony said, you don't want to play a kicker in heavy winds. You might not want to use your third wide receiver if it's downpouring or if it's snowing. You might want to swap him out. Doesn't apply to your studs, okay?
No, of course not.
As we saw last year in the snow, LeSean McCoy still got it done in the snow.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, and again, this can work in the opposite way. As you're saying, if you got a wide receiver three or a flex or something and you're worried about weather and you don't want to play him, that's fine. But going back to the defense, this could help you. If it looks like a sloppy game, pick up a defense that's playing in that game if they're available. Because if there's a lot of snow and a lot of rain and a lot of wind and a lot of crappy weather, defenses tend to thrive. A lot more fumbles, a lot more slick balls come out of quarterbacks' hands. So, again, you can't just look at it from one angle. Got to look at it from two different angles because things could work out different ways.
All right, and the rule number, what number are we on here? One, two,
number
three,
six.
Six. Rule number six. And this one's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Talk some trash to your opponents. Get in their head. I don't care if you're talking about their sister. Leave their mother out of it. Wife or girlfriend, debatable. It depends how good a closer friend you are. Sister, pet, fantasy team, their car, their job, their clothes, their idea of music. I don't care what it is. Get in their head. Talk as much trash as possible. Question, even if you do some reverse psychology. Oh, really? You're gonna play Devonta Adams this week? Oh, I really thought you would play Jarvis Landry. Make them question every starting lineup move that they have to make. Talk trash, talk trash, talk trash. Send it in a text. Send them an email. Call them on the phone. Leave them a message on Facebook. Leave some, like, I don't know, don't get stalker crazy, but leave some threatening type letters in the mailbox. I don't care what you have to do. Get in your opponent's head and make them crack. Because some people do crack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some people can't take it mentally. And that's my favorite part. I'm not a guy that's going to go out and talk a lot of trash. But like you said, I subtly implant it. I like to give them the old, oh, good luck, but I don't know about this move. And then, well, maybe, what? What do you mean? And I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. I'm playing you. I can't elaborate. And then I get texts from everybody else in my league saying, well, so-and-so just texted me about this, that, the other thing. I'm like, hey, tell him what you want. I don't care. That's his team. Whatever. Yeah. Bam. Good to go. Got to get in their head. Mentally implanted. I've been doing this for 3 years straight to some people. It's a long-term thing, too. Starting the draft. That's what you got to do. Oh, you're drafting Kyle Rudolph? That might not work out too well. Bam. There you go. Start early.
Anthony's playing the long con.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so six rules for the fantasy playoffs. Just a quick recap here. Start your studs. Get all your handcuffs. Block your opponents from getting the players they need. Defenses and kickers matter. Check the weather. And talk some trash. Those are our six rules for the fantasy football playoffs. Make sure you follow them if you want to win a fantasy football championship. We're going to get to the waiver wire report in just a little bit. We got to take a quick break. Don't forget, we're taking your phone calls and emails, 855-728-7500, webradio at patriots.com. You can always hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps, at Bill Enright, at the PPR Monster, at PatsRadio underscore Kev. We'll be right back. More Fantasy Football Champs right after this.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of Domino's. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. Three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today. Free agents, pickups, or waiver wire claims.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
The names may be different in your league, but the players are the same. The Fantasy Football Champs are here with the roster moves you should make this week.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs Waiver Wire Report for Week 14. I want to give a little disclaimer before we get started here, Anthony, because I don't want people to forget rule number one and rule number two for the fantasy football playoffs. Start your studs and get all your important handcuffs now. Okay, so we are going to go through the waiver wire report here, and you may be wondering whether or not you really can use a guy like a Jonathan Stewart or a Doug Martin or maybe someone like a Robert Turbin, who actually is a handcuff from Marshawn Lynch. That was a bad example. Harry Douglas from the Falcons, that's a good example. I do want to warn people that just because we are suggesting some of these players, you do want to keep in mind, start your studs, and grab your handcuffs. And we will, let's go through the handcuffs a little bit later, just to kind of help people out there to identify the players that they should be picking up if they do have some of these important running backs. So Colt McCoy of the Redskins had a really good game against the Colts, just under 400 yards, 392 yards, and I believe it was three touchdowns. If you're in a two quarterback league, you may want to consider him. Same thing as Ryan Fitzpatrick, five touchdowns or six touchdowns for him. Brian Hoyer, Johnny Manziel, we don't know who is going to start, but obviously one of them will be able to get you decent amount of points in a two quarterback league. But I'm not really going crazy for any of these quarterbacks, because as long as the top 12, the top 14 quarterbacks remain intact, meaning they're not getting hurt, they're still starting for their respective teams, I don't really think a lot of people out there are worried for a backup quarterback at this point.
Yeah, quarterbacks are one of those things where if you're in the playoffs, odds are you have yourself a stud quarterback or a guy that's solid enough that you're not really going to need to take him out. If you're relying on Ryan Fitzpatrick or Colt McCoy in the playoffs, I don't think you're going very far.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, so I again, like you said, some guys that might be worth picking up if you got a roster spot, if maybe the guy you're playing might be in some quarterback trouble, but help yourself first with your handcuffs. After that, if you need someone to block and they need a quarterback, maybe one of these guys might be a pickup for you to block them out. But other than that, that's the only way I see you picking up one of these quarterbacks this week.
All right, a couple of running backs to get to here, and I don't want people to go too crazy. Doug Martin of the Buccaneers had about 12 fantasy points this past weekend. I don't think Doug Martin is back, but if you've been dealing with some running back problems, and there were some ones that went down with an injury this week, Doug Martin might not be a bad option. He has a pretty decent schedule. Jonathan Stewart should have the backfield all to himself because D'Angelo Williams broke a bone in his hand. The Panthers running back John Stewart, not a bad option. Marion Grace, I'm not really going too crazy for him because I do think if Andre Ellington were to miss any time, it's going to be a Stephon Taylor, Michael Bush, and Marion Grace kind of a running back by committee.
Yeah, trio.
Of all these running backs, the only one that I really do like a lot, and we've been saying him for the past couple of weeks, and yet he's still available in over 60% of fantasy leagues, and that's Dan Heron, Boom Heron from the Indianapolis Colts.
Boom goes the dynamite. Yeah, Dan Heron, man. He was looking good, which, and it kind of brings me to a question, Bill. Is Trent Richardson fantasy irrelevant, like, from here on out? Not just this year, but moving forward. Bradshaw looked great. Now Heron's coming in there, and he's looking like a guy that can play. Trent Richardson, after that rookie season in Cleveland, has just looked horrific the last 2 years, has he not?
Him and Doug Martin both.
Yeah, real tough. So these guys are
phenomenal rookie seasons, terrible second and third years.
Yeah, and I know Doug Martin's had a few more injuries, so maybe he's got a little bit more wiggle room or leeway, but Trent Richardson is a guy that I would not be shocked if he's a guy that's on waivers, you know, all year next year in most leagues out there, because he's becoming very, very fantasy irrelevant very, very quickly.
You know who ends up drafting the Trent Richardsons and the Doug Martins? Stubborn people.
Oh, he'll be better next year. Yeah, you guys are right. Missing out. You don't know what's going on.
Right.
Okay, whatever. We'll find out, won't we?
They're so stubborn that they want to make themselves look like geniuses, that they sacrifice quality picks, high upside picks, for guys that will offer them nothing, frustrating players like Trent Richardson and Doug Martin, because they want to look smart. They want to say, oh, well, I drafted him this last year, and he didn't work out, but I'm going to get him this year again, and he's going to work out this year. He's going to pan out. This is the year. People have been doing that with Darren McFadden for years, and I always laughed at him. Because what you want is your ego that big? Like, do you really have that much self-pride where you have to look so smart to say, well, I drafted Darren McFadden 3 years in a row. He didn't pan out, but I'm going to get him that year he does work out. It's not worth it. Come on, get over yourself.
Yeah. Look, fantasy football is not an exact science. We do our best to make predictions and help people out there win every week. We all make bad calls, whether you listen to us or people on other networks. It doesn't matter. Everybody who does this makes bad calls. It's like being a weatherman. You're going to get some right, but you're going to get some wrong. And that's just the way it is in this industry. I mean, you can't be perfect. No one ever will be. So if we do something wrong, we admit we did something wrong. Look, Monty Ball, a guy we both love this year, not playing the way he should have. Injuries, other guys stepping up. Next year, you're not going to draft him round one or round two because you know he's not going to have that same opportunity. And if someone stubborn in your league does that, let him do it because you got a better player coming your way.
No, well, the Monty Ball example is if you handcuff your studs, you would have had Ronnie Hillman, and then you would have had C.J. Anderson.
Exactly.
So even if Monty Ball didn't work out, we knew the running back situation in Denver would have worked out.
Right.
So if you follow the rule, and I drafted Monte Ball, I was not shy about that. But I also handcuffed them to Ronnie Hillman. And then when Ronnie Hillman went down, I handcuffed them to CJ Anderson. So no matter what, I still got a top 10 back. It's just been three different players along the way.
Yeah, and even when we're wrong, we got a backup. We got a contingency plan in hand, and that's right. Another important thing to do in fantasy football.
All right, over to wide receivers now. I actually like some of these wide receivers, and I'll tell you why. First of all, if you have Jordy Nelson or Randall Cobb, get your hands on Devontae Adams.
Love him.
Because if one of those guys goes down, you can plug and play Devontae Adams, no question about it.
Yeah, no, not even a question. That offense is a well-oiled machine. And Devontae Adams stepped in nicely into that wide receiver three role. He's been rolling the last couple weeks. He gets himself some looks, had 11 targets against New England, 121 yards, his first 100-yard game as a pro. So this guy is stepping up, should have had a touchdown in that game. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers is trusting him more and more as the season's been going on, so that's definitely a great sign.
And then another wide receiver who I think you should get your hands on and is capable of being started is Kenny Stills from the New Orleans Saints. This guy's doing it well.
Yeah,
as Kenny Cool J would say.
He was raised on Brooklyn, I believe. But listen,
that's right.
I don't know if he really was. I'm not sure where he's from. Look, Kenny Stills is a great pickup if he's still laying around on your waiver wire. I mean, this offense isn't the same, but they still, as you can see last week, they can still put up points. They can score. And when they need to score, they're going to score. And Kenny Stills is a guy. Since Brandon Cooks went down, he's going to have to be the main guy to step up because outside of Jimmy Graham, he's their number one threat in the passing game. He's got speed, he's got size, he's got a little bit of everything. He can do things all over the field. Almost 100 yards 2 weeks ago, 162 last week. He's got two touchdowns over the last 3 weeks, so he's stepping up in a big way, and I don't see that slowing down right now.
And then the third wide receiver I want to get to is Stedman Bailey from the Rams. 100-yard game against the Oakland Raiders. I know the opponent is kind of weak. But someone has to catch the ball for the St. Louis Rams. And after Brian Quick went down, we thought it was going to be Kenny Britt. He had one good game. But the last couple of weeks, Stedman Bailey has been the guy for St. Louis. 5 catches for 100 yards in week 3, 7 catches for 89 yards and a touchdown in week 12. So back-to-back weeks of very solid double-digit fantasy performances. He's a guy you might want to stash as a wide receiver 4 and hope for the best for a good matchup. Coming down the road as you play in the Washington Redskins, the Cardinals, and the Giants the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, and like you said, he had a real good game, almost great game, against the Raiders last week, and his last couple opponents are all even worse against wide receivers this year. So he's just got easier matchup as time goes on. Like you said, not a guy you're going to pick up and start, but something happens, a guy goes down for you in the playoffs. Maybe some weird weather out there, who knows? Mm-hmm. And he's got a nice matchup in the Dome in St. Louis. Guy you can definitely use because he's got nice, nice matchups coming down the stretch in the fantasy playoffs.
Now, the next player I want to actually send out a warning on, Dante Moncrief from the Indianapolis Colts. I think a lot of people are going to go a little too crazy with Moncrief because they saw that he had 2 touchdowns, he had over 100 yards. He only had 4 targets, okay? Andrew Luck's not throwing 5 touchdowns a game. And when he does, it's mostly going to T.Y. Hilton, Kobe Fleener, Reggie Wayne, Dwayne Allen when he comes back. Moncrief is not a weekly consistent starter in fantasy football or in the NFL. So don't go crazy just because he's on a hot offense and he's a rookie. I would not trust Dante Moncrief in the fantasy football playoffs.
Yeah, he's had a couple big games this year, 2 games with over 100 yards now. A couple games with some touchdowns in there, but you can't, like you said, you can't go crazy about this guy. Played in 10 games, 6 games he's had 2 targets or less, and 1 game he's had more than 5. So in 9 out of 10 games, he's had 5 or less targets in a game. So you can't rely on that kind of production, especially in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, I want to warn people about him because the offense is so good, and they see Andrew Luck, and they see he's a rookie, and they think they're getting, you know, some kind of steal. If this was week 3, I'd say go for it.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's week 14.
Serious.
He hasn't done it yet. There's way too many mouths to feed on that Colts offense. Again, it's T.Y. Hilton, it's Reggie Wayne, it's Kobe Fleener, it's Dwayne Allen, it's Boom Heron, and then maybe Dante Moncrief has the 5th or 6th option on that team.
And then you got Dwayne Allen coming back this week, it looks like, potentially. So that's another guy that's jumping, like you said, leapfrogging over Moncrief. He's number 5 at best when Dwayne Allen's back in that lineup.
All right, let's go over to the tight end position. I know tight end has been one of the most frustrating positions all season long. It's been killing a lot of people out there, and I totally
thin.
Get it.
Very thin.
It's a thin, thin position. If you don't have a top, I don't know, five guy, you're probably looking, scrambling on the waiver wire every week. Guys like Heath Miller, Jermaine Gresham, Jordan Reed are finally coming to, you know, save people's lineups. Dwayne Allen coming back this week. But if you have Gronk, Graham, Julius Thomas, who's coming back, Greg Olsen, Delanie Walker, Martellus Bennett, or Antonio Gates, those seven tight ends are staples in your lineup. And even when Antonio Gates has a bad game, be thankful, because you could be debating on Charles Clay or Zach Ertz or Owen Daniels, and then we're getting 0 points compared to Gates when he only has a 4 or 5 point game. Dwayne Allen coming back, that's going to help a lot of people. Kobe Fleener, he's going to have to, you know, drop down a little bit in the rankings, but boy, has he really been saving people the last couple weeks. But it's tight end position, it's tough. It's a tough, tough year for the position. I do want people to keep an eye on Eric Ebron for the Detroit Lions. He seems to be getting more involved in that Detroit offense. I'm not saying go out, pick him up, and start him. Someone to keep an eye on. Probably yeah. more for next season.
Yeah, he was a guy we thought maybe the beginning of the season might have a decent year, a very good offense, high-flying, quick scoring offense. Haven't shown it all the time this year, but they have had flashes of it. And Eric Ebron's a guy that once he gets a little more incorporated, he's going to be very valuable, that offense. So like you said, next year, Ebron's one of those guys that I think at FF Champs we're going to have as a sleeper, because coming on at the end of the season and a little bit more work in the offseason with Stafford and that offense, yep. he's going to be a pretty relevant guy next year, we think.
All right, now we haven't discussed defenses on the waiver wire report at all this year, but if you go back to rule number 3 for the playoffs, defenses and kickers matter. So, a defense you may want to pick up and use this week, if you didn't already get the St. Louis Rams like we told you to last week, the Minnesota Vikings had 2 block punts for touchdowns, 2 of them for touchdowns against the Panthers last week. And this week, they're playing the Jets at home. They're our number 4 defense this week. The Rams are number 5. I think either one of those teams should be available in your league, and I would have no problem starting either one of them. Yeah. Vikings and the Rams.
Yeah, if the Rams are available in your league, you better be near the top of the waiver, because you know they're going to get snatched up real quick after that performance. But, yeah, the Minnesota Vikings, a sneaky play. A couple touchdowns last week, like you said. Got a nice matchup against the Jets, who are giving up the 8th most points to fantasy defenses this year. And, obviously, the Jets aren't really stopping anybody. So, that is a 2 sneaky plays for teams that are, again, just because the team is bad doesn't mean the defense or players on the team can't be used. You think about studs like Andrew Luck and whoever, and even if the Colts were 2-11 and you're playing Andrew Luck, but you don't think about the defense in that way, and you have to think about them that way too. Minnesota's not a great team, but that defense, going to put up points. Same thing with the Rams. Not a great team, but a team that's going to put up points. They've been getting sacks like anybody's business the last couple of weeks. They finally turned on that defensive line, and that's huge.
All right, let's move over. If you have a waiver wire question, feel free. 855-728-7500. Give us a call. Email webradio@patriots.com. We got to dive into some of the emails here, Anthony,
because
we're getting pretty backed up.
They're all over the place, man. We got playoff.
Yeah.
A lot of panic.
Chris in California, non-PPR. Martellus Bennett or Kyle Rudolph? I can't sit Martellus Bennett at this point.
Yeah.
Too involved in that offense.
Yeah, Martellus Bennett has to be the guy.
He had over 100 yards last week, 8 catches.
Yeah, he's great. He's the number 6 scoring tight end right now in fantasy football. So that is a great sign, again, on an offense that can score points. So Martellus Bennett is a guy you shouldn't be sitting in the fantasy playoffs.
All right, Chris in California needs 2 of these following players: Julian Edelman, Keenan Allen, Kenny Stills, Reggie Wayne, Fred Jackson, and then I'm not even going to bother reading the next group of guys. They're all bums at running back. I think it's in the non-PPR. Non-PPR, I'm not even going to mention them. Edelman, Keenan Allen, Kenny Stills, or Fred Jackson. Who do you go with?
Kenny Stills, I think, definitely has to be in your lineup. The nicest matchup out of all these guys. Behind him, I mean,
had a great game, but I don't trust him against Revis or Brown.
Yeah, he's going to be with Revis Island, so that's not a good thing. I don't like any of these other guys, really. I guess since as a non-PPR, Fred Jackson might be the best chance to take since he's a running back, but he's got a real tough matchup in Denver, so you're rolling the dice with any of these guys. I would go Stills and Jackson, but I don't like Jackson.
Yeah, I might just have to go still. Yeah.
It's tough. Allen's got a tough matchup. Julian Edelman in a non-PPR is not really super relevant. Reggie Wayne hasn't been doing anything really too crazy of late. So Kenny Stills is your one guy who's coming up on the upswing, which is what you want right now. And Fred Jackson, non-PPR running back, probably your best bet, even with a very, very difficult matchup in Denver.
Trevor's the next email. He says, hey, folks, do I pick up Dante Moncrief or Dwayne Allen to play in the flex spot? He has Gronk as his tight end, Julio Jones and Jordan Matthews as his wide receiver. Now, we mentioned Dwayne Allen expected back this week, and we also mentioned Dante Moncrief can't be trusted in the fantasy playoffs. In all fairness to Trevor, he sent this email in before the show even started, so we didn't hear that part of the conversation. If Dwayne Allen, if I knew he was for sure coming back this week, I'd probably be rolling with him. But I'm not going crazy for either of these options here on the waiver wire.
No, I agree. I'm not going crazy either. But like you said, if Dwayne Allen does come back, look at the games Kobe Fleener put up the last couple weeks. That's Dwayne Allen territory right there when he's fully healthy. So you got a lot more upside with Dwayne Allen right now, and you're going to have a lot more consistency for the last couple weeks of the season as opposed to Dante Moncrief, like we said a few minutes ago.
Joey G is the number one seed with a bye this week.
All right.
Wants to thank us for all our help this season. He's in a non-PPR league and frustrated with both Travis Kelce and Jason Witten, and he can only start one tight end. He also has Latavius Murray and Alfred Blue as his running back 5 and running back 6. So he wants to know, should he drop any of these guys for Jordan Reed, Charles Clay, Vernon Davis, Jermaine Gresham, Zach Ertz, Brent Celek, Doug Martin, Jonathan Stewart? Do any of those names pop out at you as someone that is a must-own at this point?
I think Jordan Reed had a good game. I like what I saw out of him. I know the defense he played, the Colts are pretty bad against the tight end. He's got a tougher matchup this week against the Rams, who are in the top 10 in stopping tight ends. But he seemed to have the best chemistry with Colt McCoy. And I would rather own him than Jason Witten the rest of the way, personally. Witten's not Jason Witten that we are used to seeing this year. He hasn't really done anything. Right. I'd rather hang on to Kelce and pick up Reed over Witten, and I probably start Jordan Reed over Kelce. I don't love either of them. I don't hate either of them. They're both kind of in that middle ground this week, but Reed seems to have the hot hand right now.
I'm dropping Latavius Murray, and I'm going to pick up Jordan Reed and then use Travis Kelce at the tight end spot for me. He also has Baltimore defense, where he's 15-16. Defense scores a lot of points with points against and yardage allowed. Should he add Tennessee defense as they are taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars, or Denver, Kansas City, Cleveland, or the Saints?
I like the Baltimore defense. I think you got to rock with them. Those guys put up points. Like you said, they're very good against the run. Not great against the pass, but that is obviously something that isn't the biggest deal in the world. They can stop teams. They don't give up a lot of yards. I mean, last week they gave up a lot of points, but they don't face a real solid, stud-driven offense the rest of the way in these playoffs, I don't think. So you don't have much to worry about. I'm sticking with the Baltimore defense. If you can only carry one on your roster for the playoffs, that just gives you more roster spots to pick up and block someone from your opponent.
The Denver defense is playing Buffalo, the Chargers, and the Bengals, so somewhat of good offenses in Week 15-16.
Yeah.
Next email is from Leon. Hey, guys, PPR League. LeSean McCoy, C.J. Anderson, Joik Bell, 3 quality running backs, and he only needs 2 of them.
Yeah, I don't think you said McCoy or Anderson at this point. I know
I
Bell
can't
had a,
either.
Bell had a big week, and I really love Bell this week. He's going to be on my start list, but over those two guys, I can't put him in right now.
It's a close call for me between Joik Bell and C.J. Anderson.
Oh, I totally agree. Buffalo's a good defense against the run, but that offense in Denver is just too good. C.J. Anderson is just playing out of his mind of late, so I just...
And McCoy's playing the Seahawks. That's tough.
Yeah, I mean, it's you got 2 tough matchups with your studs, stud-type players at least, and Joik Bell has the easiest matchup, but again, you draft LeSean McCoy number 1 overall to sit him in the playoffs. You just didn't.
You know, it's always funny because some people have, like, different, what is it called, different signatures on their email.
Yeah.
Some people have, you know, like their phone number. Some people have their, you know, work title. Some people have Bible quotes. Leon has a great one here. It says, never be afraid to try something new. Remember, amateurs built the ark. professionals built the Titanic. I like that one. That might be the best one we've got all year.
That's a damn good quote. I do enjoy that.
That's a good quote. That's a good quote. And some of the Bible ones are like just a little freaky.
Yeah, they make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, make me a little uncomfortable. Not that I'm afraid of reading the Bible, but just it's weird. We're talking about fantasy football, and then all of a sudden it's like Psalms 15 all up in your grill, and I'm reading about, you know, whatever.
Yeah, unless it's the Bible verse from Pulp Fiction, that's pretty cool. But outside of that, yeah. I don't really know. I mean, I don't want to be smited, but, you know, we'll see what happens. Look, if I die and there's some pearly gates, I'll see if I get it. And if not, whatever. At least it's warm down below.
Andrew C. from Cali. Hey, guys, thanks for all your help throughout the season. Now it's time to separate the men from the boys. It's playoff time. That's right.
Yeah.
My rosters are pretty solid, but I need to find the perfect defense to play this week. I already picked up Tennessee because they play the Jets. That's not true. Tennessee plays the Giants. Oh, wow, I'm sorry. I didn't finish reading the sentence. I already picked up Tennessee because they play the Jets in Week 15 and the Jags in Week 16. But for Week 14, who should I grab? Denver, Tennessee, New York Giants. Well, Tennessee against the Giants isn't bad. Denver against the Bills is probably your safest option, right?
I would think Denver against the Bills is probably your best option. I would go Tennessee number two. They're at home as well. Buffalo's obviously a little better of a team than the Giants since they are making a little bit of a playoff push. So that kind of makes me a little hesitant. Obviously, they're not a great offense, but anytime they have a team has a chance to make the playoffs, it kind of, you know, they're doing something right at least. So I would go Denver and then Tennessee this week, but Tennessee is definitely a good choice for the rest of the way with the matchups week 15 and 16.
Yeah, does Tennessee even, like, do they score points? But that's the thing. Like, the matchups are good, but what has Tennessee defense really done this year?
They haven't had one of those games that's like, oh, look what they did. Like you said, Minnesota last week blocking two kicks and taking those in for touchdowns. I mean, at least they had a week where they did something like that. But the Tennessee Titans this season, they're kind of in the middle of the pack, number 19 in fantasy scoring, averaging a little bit under 5 points a game right now. So nothing great. They scored a couple touchdowns. Got 31 sacks, which isn't bad, 11 picks. So they have forced some turnovers, and Eli will turn the ball over.
Yeah,
so I'm not against that pickup, but I'd rather have Denver for this week and then go Tennessee those next 2 weeks.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. Our good pal Justin in Boston is in a 10-team standard league. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man? Brother?
Not much. I just stuck into the playoffs last night, so I'm in the dance now.
Nice.
Yeah. But as far as I always stream defenses, right now, for last week, I picked up Dolphins. And would you drop them for any of these available? The Ravens, Eagles, Patriots, or Bengals?
Ravens, Eagles, Patriots, or Bengals? You have the Dolphins already?
I was going to drop them just because of the upcoming schedule, because this week they face Flacco. After that, it's Brady.
Yeah, they do have a couple tough matchups. I like the Ravens the rest of the way. They got some very, very nice matchups these next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And the Eagles at home, a couple weeks ago we were talking about, they put up points. They scored touchdowns defensively and special teams at home. They do a lot more damage at home than they do on the road, so the next two games for Philadelphia in Philadelphia, it's kind of hard to pass up the opportunity to have a couple touchdowns put up for you in the playoffs, especially by a defense.
That's true.
I'd probably go, did you say Denver?
No, Denver's not available, nope.
What about Green Bay?
Nope, somebody has actually two defenses. You just hold on to them. Hey, it's smart for him because he's one of the first-place teams, so I guess he can do that if he wants. But
yeah, I'm probably with Anthony. I'd go with the upside in Philadelphia, and then if not, I'd probably just roll with either the Dolphins or the Ravens.
Yeah, and my next one, I have Travis Kelce and Kobe Fleener. Would you add for depth to the playoffs Jordan Reed, who's available?
I would, only because he seems healthy.
Yeah, he does for the first time, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I'd probably make that move, maybe not out of necessity, but more to just block your opponents from getting them.
Exactly. And would you make Jordan Reed like the top waiver this week or one of the other defenses like the Eagles or whatever?
I don't know if I would – I don't know if I'd use a top waiver claim on anybody.
Exactly, yeah. That's true, too. For that waiver order right now, I'm just kind of in the middle of the pack. I'm just trying to see what my opponent's going to do.
Oh, well then, yeah, go after Anthony. Who do you think? Jordan Reeder or defense here?
It seems like defense might be a little bit more pressing for you right now. You already have Fleener and
Kelsey,
yeah. So you got two guys that can play the tight end position. Having Reed would be great. If you're blocking him out of someone, away from someone in the playoffs that really needs a tight end, then I go there first. But if everybody's pretty set in their ways with their tight ends, then I would rather have a defense to help yourself.
Yeah, for example, my opponent this week, I know my opponent's not going to need a tight end at all because he has Gronk and Delaney Walker, so...
Yeah, then I would go defense first this weekend. If Jordan Reed's still hanging around after the claims go through, pick him up. Why not? It's a great pickup
for
heading into the playoffs.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, good luck, bro.
Best of luck.
Thanks.
And thank you for your phone call. Webradio@patriots.com is how you can email us, at FFChamps, at Bill Enright, at the PPR Monster, at PatchRadio_Kev is how you can get in touch with us. If you're listening to this show on demand via the Patriot mobile app, on iTunes, or just on Patriots.com. We're always answering Twitter questions. If you have a fantasy football lineup or waiver wire question, you can always hit us up on Twitter just in case you're not listening to the show live. Speaking of your questions, we'll get to more of them in just a little bit. We do have to take a quick break, but more Week 14 fantasy football playoff strategy coming up next.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No, pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Wanna split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument of flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
I say 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up.
Go, go.
That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. It is the Fantasy Football Playoffs. So, if you have a question, you dial us up now, 855-728-7500 or email webradio@patriots.com. You can always hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps, at Bill Enright, at the PPR Monster, at PatsRadio_Kev to get your fantasy football questions answered. And again, I want to stress, it is time to really hone down. Batten down the hatches?
Batten down the hatches.
That's right, because you don't want to be one of those guys that made it to the playoffs and you're out in the first round. You don't want to be one of those guys that got a little bit too cute with your lineup and you're regretting that decision for the next 8 months.
Yeah. I'd rather go down with my studs having bad games than vice versa, taking a chance with some guys that aren't every week plays and just trying to get cute and losing that way and having a stud on the bench that just absolutely goes off like they should.
All right, let's jump to the phone lines. We got Rick in Houston in a 12-team standard league. Hey, Rick, welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hello?
Hey, Rick.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing, man?
Doing well. Somehow I survived this past week after getting killed. But I'm still in first place. And now I want to try to, short my roster for the playoffs. Is it time to drop McKinnon, running back?
And pick up who?
I'm looking on the waiver wire right now. I see the guy from Tampa and Randy. Roy Helu's available.
You're in a standard league, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no need for that.
So just roll with McKinnon, keep him on my roster?
Yeah. Who are your starting running backs?
I just have Le'Veon Bell, and then I've got two guys from the Patriots, Blount and Vereen.
Yeah, so you're not exactly in an ideal running back situation for your RB2 spot. At least McKinnon, you know that when he's in action, he's going to get a lot of the carries. Now, he has a brutal schedule. Jets, Detroit, Miami. Very, very tough schedule. But he's going to be a little bit better than Roy Helu because Helu is only valuable in the PPR format.
Now, was he out last week for the back, or they just sat him for no reason?
He was out with a concussion.
Yeah, a concussion. Okay.
So Roy Helu's a guy that he'll catch four passes for 61 yards and a touchdown, or, you know, he had one rushing attempt this past weekend. He had zero rushing attempts in week 12, zero rushing attempts in week 11. In the non-PPR, he's worthless to you.
Right. And I guess no sense picking up that guy Archer, back up LaBelle.
No, but you should pick up Josh Harris.
Josh Harris.
He's one of those guys, and maybe we'll do it on Thursday. We're probably not going to have enough time today. But he's one of those guys that you'll want to have the handcuff to Le'Veon Bell. Josh Harris is the guy to get.
Who would I drop then?
Who else is on your squad?
Would you drop McKinnon for Harris?
No.
All right.
Who are your wide receivers? You have a backup quarterback?
No, I only have Peyton Manning. I could drop either Bryce Brown or Andrew Hawkins or Malcolm Floyd.
Andrew Hawkins. Non-PPR, he's worthless to you.
Okay. Sounds good, guys.
All right. Take it easy, Rick. Thanks for the phone call. I don't know how Rick's in the playoffs with that team. He's got Peyton and Le'Veon Bell. I guess that's how.
Yeah, that's rough for him. That running back situation, stuck with having to play one of the Patriots every week. Jesus, that is a headache and a half. No matter how far you get in the playoffs, that's just going to be a headache the rest of the way for him.
Jump back to the emails. We got our good friend Butters who chimes in. Hey, fellers. I have Kaepernick and Dalton in my quarterback spot, but Eli Manning, Kyle Orton, Mettenberger, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Sean Hill, Teddy Bridgewater all have good matchups. Who do I add and who do I play this week? He only needs one.
Man, that's a tough situation to be in. None of these guys really...
I'd probably keep Andy Dalton. That's a little Cartman clip there, right?
I did like that, yeah. Andy Dalton's going to be your best bet.
Very funny, you guys.
One of the best characters in TV.
All of all time. Damn right. But back to the question, Andy Dalton, yeah, he's got to be the guy over all these other guys. You're not picking up Kyle Orton or obviously Mettenberger's hurt. And Brian Fitzpatrick, people are going to give him love because of the game he had. He's not doing that again this week.
Our good friend Chris from upstairs in the web department. Hi, champs. Just clinched a spot in the playoffs in one of my leagues. Thanks for your help. Here is my starting lineup for this week. Would you change anything? All right, so he's rolling with Phillip Rivers. Kind of a tough matchup against the Patriots.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham, Alshon Jeffrey, who was actually held out of practice today. Alfred Morris, Trey Mason, Antonio Gates. He's flexing C.J. Anderson, and then he's got Mason Crosby, Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, well, let's take this step by step here. He doesn't have another quarterback.
Right.
He's putting in a waiver request for Kenny Stills dropping Justin McKinnon. I'm fine with that. He's got Julius Thomas on the bench. He has to pay attention to the Julius Thomas situation. If he's active, you got to take out Gates and put in Julius Thomas.
Yeah, that's obviously going to happen.
Now, would you play? Let's start off with the flex running back spot. He's got Alfred Morris against the Rams, Trey Mason against the Redskins, and then he's got C.J. Anderson against the Bills. So I think C.J. Anderson needs to be moved into running back one.
Yeah, he's definitely the top running back on that team, it seems.
All right, Alfred Morris or Trey Mason for running back two?
Man. I guess you got it. I would probably go out for Morris. I think he's been more consistent. Trey Mason had that one huge game last week, and people are going to probably blow that a little bit out of proportion. And the Redskins are actually decent, one of the better teams, top five team against running backs this
Very
year.
True.
So I would go out for Morris in that running back too.
Okay, so now it's between Trey Mason, Ryan Matthews, or Mike Evans. Does he say if it's a PPR or not?
I think he said it's a standard league.
Yeah, standard scoring league. So that's why I'm leaving out Julian Edelman here. Mike Evans, Ryan Matthews, or Trey Mason for that flex spot.
Yeah, another tough one. Now, Ryan Matthews seems to have a nice matchup against the New England Patriots this week.
Back-to-back weeks with a touchdown.
Yeah, yeah. Touchdown a couple weeks in a row. Nice matchup at home. Almost a must-win game for the San Diego Chargers, especially if the Broncos win this week to keep pace. Yep. And that AFC middle for those wild card spots is going to be tight the rest of the way. So I would roll the dice on Ryan Matthews as my flex because of the matchup.
Would you play Matthews over Alfred Morris?
No.
No, that one's a little close, right?
It's close, but Alfred Morris has been more consistent for this season, so I stick with him over Ryan Matthews.
All right, so really the only thing we're doing is swapping out Trey Mason, putting in Ryan Matthews, and then just keeping an eye on Julius Thomas just in case you have to put him in if he's active over Antonio Gates.
Right. Julius Thomas plays. You can't sit him.
Right. Back to the emails. Our good friend Big Shooter is in the house.
Big Shooter.
He says it's chilly here in the Valley of the Sun, cloudy and 67 degrees.
Oh, darn.
Pants and sweatshirt kind of day. Meanwhile, I got my 550 North Face on with goose down feathers, bundled up like an Eskimo.
Yeah.
On the East Coast here.
Walking out of work today and snowing. Like, what the hell is going on? Oh, God. The Northeast, just, I hate living here for the winter. Love it during the summer. Great place. Perfect. You can drive everywhere. You got the beach. You got the mountains. You got whatever you want. You got cities. But for the wintertime, it's going to be a bad one, it looks like.
I love the snow.
Oh, God. I can't stand it.
I love my North Face jacket.
Well, that's comfortable, so yeah, obviously you got to use it, but
67 degrees. Sometimes I do get a little jealous of that.
Yeah, you have to.
I made the playoffs in 5 of his 6 leagues. Congratulations. Philip Rivers is available on the waiver wire in one of my leagues. I'm assuming it's a no-brainer to pick him up. How is that possible in the playoffs?
Yeah, if he's out there, if you don't need him, whatever. But that's a block right there. That circle blocks for the win.
Who does he drop? Eli Manning or Kaepernick?
Eli Manning.
I'm with you there. Thanks for another great year of fantasy football advice and information. You guys rock.
Good luck, Big Shooter. Got some playoffs. We'll hopefully talk to you next week when you're still going.
You know it's fantasy football time when our buddy Chris emails twice. Hi, champs. Playing my wife's team this week and really want to get the win. Can you help me with my lineup, expanded lineup, and bench PPR format? He's got Andrew Luck, Galvin Johnson, Golden Tate, Josh Gordon, all in as a wide receiver. Actually starts 4 wide receivers. He's got Kenny Stills.
Wow.
Still dealing with the same running back situation here as his other team. So it's not that bad of a question because we're already familiar with the situation. Alfred Morris, C.J. Anderson, and Trey Mason again.
All right.
Julius Thomas in at tight end this time. He's got the Baltimore defense, Shane Graham, on his bench. He's got Martellus Bennett, Isaiah Crowell, Heath Miller, and the San Francisco 49ers defense. I'm skipping out on the wide receivers because when you got wide receivers like Chris has, you're not messing with them.
No, they're not getting touched. I like the setup. I like quarterback. I like the wide receivers. I like the running backs. I like the tight end. The flex position with Trey Mason is what intrigues me. I would play Martellus Bennett if you can play a tight end in the flex in this league over Trey Mason this week.
I would play Isaiah Crowell over Trey Mason this week.
Another nice matchup for Crowell against Indianapolis. So, you can't go wrong that week. I think Crowell or Bennett has to go in over Trey Mason just based on the matchups they both have.
Now, is Chris in a win situation here? Because, one, he's playing his wife. So if he beats her, and I'm talking in fantasy, not in...
Not Ray Rice fashion.
Not physically. If he defeats her?
Defeats.
If he defeats her this week, is that a good thing for him? Might not be a good thing.
That's a bad thing for him, if we're going to be
probably
honest with
a bad
each other.
Thing. Yeah. If he loses to her, I mean, he's got to deal with that himself. That's probably a bad thing, too.
Yeah.
But Chris, you're in a no-win situation here.
Yeah, this is tough. This is real tough. But I guess if she's going to be mad at you for some reason, I'd rather win it. Why the hell not? Especially if this is the playoffs. Don't care who you're playing. Can't take no prisoners. Does not matter. Family, friends, loved ones, they're just in the way of a championship right now.
Now, if you're in a situation, a kind of relationship like me, where I'm always in trouble for something.
Oh, hell yeah.
It might as well be for a fantasy football victory.
Yeah, I'm going to win out of it if I'm getting yelled at. Why the hell not?
There you go. Defense for Chris, Ravens or the 49ers here?
Yeah, I'm sticking with the Ravens. I like their schedule the rest of the way. I gotta rock with them.
Oh, I don't know about that. This week, I'm putting in the 49ers. They're playing Oakland.
I'm going
with the 49ers here.
Yeah,
the Rams just put up major points against them. 49ers are in Oakland. It's right across the bay. It's a rivalry. I'm going with San Fran.
Can't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Dan Higgins says he got Romo'd.
Romo'd.
Higgins in Seattle. Okay. Hey, guys, sadly, I got Romo'd out of the playoffs despite having the most points in my league. That's terrible.
Ugh.
That's just bad luck, my man.
Yeah.
Biggest mistake this year, letting go of Justin Forsett and Mike Evans, holding on to Nick Foles, and drafting Reggie Bush. Those are four big mistakes there.
Yeah, dropping Forsett and Mike Evans, that killed you.
His wide receivers were outstanding. Calvin Johnson cost him a couple games earlier in the season, but he did have Emmanuel Sanders, Kelvin Benjamin, and Josh Gordon. Next season, he'll win it all. Great to have the points, but lost too many head-to-head matchups. Loves the show. Higgins in Seattle.
Oh, hey, listen, Higgins, bad year. Look, everybody's got a down year. You can't win it every single year, so bounce back even better next year, and we'll be here. We got you some good advice this year. Obviously, Romo just killed you, and Romo just killed everybody this past week.
Our buddy James from Great Britain over in Wales in the UK. Hi, guys. Thanks for your advice. 4 out of 5 of my teams have made the playoffs.
All right.
With the other team just needing a win against the worst side in the league to clinch a playoff spot, just been scouring the waiver wire to see if any of there are players that could help me out the rest of the way. I noticed that Odell Beckham Jr. is available in one of my leagues.
What?
I'm in the semifinals against the second-place team in this weekend and thought he'd be the perfect flex. Who from my bench would you drop to get your hands on ODB? Shane Vereen, Frank Gore, Isaiah Crowell, Julian Edelman, or Roddy White?
That is a predicament. Man, half point PPR. This might sound crazy. Again, I guess we don't know the whole situation, but if he's got strong running backs, I would drop Shane Vereen.
I was going to say Frank Gore, but I'm with you on the Vereen.
Odell Beckham's obviously too valuable to leave out there. And
Frank Gore is playing the Raiders, so you probably want to use him this week.
Yeah, great. I love his matchup this week. Crowell's got a great matchup this week. Vereen just hasn't been doing it really this year at all consistently. And like we said, that backfield is just a muddled mess of people always. God knows who's getting what touch, so I would drop Shane Vereen and pick up ODB.
5 minutes left in the show. Got a few more emails to get to. Let's try to do it as quickly as possible. Next up is Fabrizio Paisans. With a 9-4 record, we're in second place and in the playoffs. Forget about it. Bye week next week so we can rest the soldiers. He always calls his team the soldiers. I love
the soldiers.
Besides Demaryius Thomas, I feel like my team is weak at the wide receiver position. Does it make sense to pick up someone like Harry Douglas?
Soldier.
He's a soldier. Harry Douglas, Greg Jennings, or Malcolm Floyd, or John Brown?
I like Harry Douglas, especially if Roddy White doesn't play. He has a lot of value in that offense. So Harry Douglas might be a sneaky pickup. But I like Malcolm Floyd and John Brown, too. So.
See, he has two quarterbacks, one of which is Drew Brees, and as long as he doesn't play two quarterbacks, I think he can drop Alex Smith to get either one of those guys, Harry Douglas, maybe.
Yeah, I like Harry Douglas. So if you can drop Alex Smith, I would do that for Harry Douglas right away.
Austin in Toronto, very important question is the subject line. Hi, guys. My 9-year-old son, Adam, has running back issues heading into the playoffs. This is great. A dad trying to help out his son. This is how serious
making the playoffs, crushing him.
Yeah.
9 years old. I love it.
He has LeGarrette Blount, Gio Bernard, Isaiah Crowell. He has to start two of them. Bernard and Crowell here?
Yeah, it's got to be. Blount's just in that muddled backfield, so.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. All right. Good luck, Adam.
Ike in Charlotte, ice up son. Praise the fantasy gods. Even though I had Tony Romo and Dez Bryant, I squeaked into sixth place in the playoffs. See, Ike was probably in a situation, ruined his Thanksgiving because of Tony Romo and Dez Bryant. Absolutely terrible performance. I was going up against Cody Parkey in one league, and I think he had more points than Romo and Bryant combined.
So I was
freaking out. I'm sure Ike was freaking out.
Yeah, he did. I was in the same situation, so know how that feels like.
He renewed his membership to FF Champs, so I certainly appreciate that. Who do I have to thank? Players like C.J. Anderson, Rashad Jennings, and Colby Fleener. I have to thank FF Champs for telling me to pick them up. You're very welcome.
Gotcha, buddy.
This week he needs advice for some handcuffs. He's got Romo and Rivers. I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. Rashad Jennings, C.J. Anderson, Crowell, Droik Bell, Boom Heron. He's already got the quality running backs. Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas, Josh Gordon, Martavius Bryant. I think
Solid.
He can get rid of Martavius Bryant at this point.
Yes.
For handcuffs, should he pick up Andre Williams? Now, remember, when Rashad Jennings went down early in the year, Andre Williams had plenty of opportunities to make something happen, just never did.
Yeah, it didn't look like the guy we were expecting, but we're at the point now where, like we said, handcuffs are the most important waiver wire pickup for you. So I would pick up Andre Williams right now just because I feel more comfortable in case something would happen to Jennings.
And he also has Drake Bell, so should he try to go after Theo Reddick? Non-PPR here. That's
Non-PPR, Theo Reddick's a lot more irrelevant.
I think he's fine. He even asked if he should block anyone, any of his opponents. I think his team is too good to really drop anyone at this point, except maybe Martavius Bryant.
Yeah, Bryant's definitely droppable for Andre Williams. Yeah, outside of that, I wouldn't touch this team.
Let's get back to the phone call. We got Todd in Jacksonville in a 10-team PPR. Hey, Todd.
What's up, guys?
How's it going, buddy?
Hanging on sixth place to get in playoffs last game of the year this week. And looking to see who I need to pick up for defense right now, the Colts. But out there is the Ravens, Rams, Jets, Packers.
I really like the Rams this week. They're my fifth-ranked defense.
All right.
And good matchup. They did it. They got the job done last week. They're playing against the Washington Redskins. I'd go for the Rams.
All right, cool. And I have Cobb and Jarvis Landry. Would you drop Jarvis Landry to pick up Davante Adams?
No. Jarvis Landry is just as good as Davante Adams would be if Randall Cobb were to go down. Jarvis Landry's getting it done in the PPR format. I think it's like, I don't know, 22 targets the last 2 weeks, 15 receptions. So if you're in a PPR league, Jarvis Landry, quality option.
Cool. One last thing before I let you guys go. Romo and Rivers. Romo looks like, I don't know if it was just a bad game. I lost this past week because of him. And I'm thinking Romo, he kind of consistently just falls apart in December. And
he does.
Seems to turn it on in December. I mean, if I could go back, I probably wouldn't have made that choice of starting Rivers just based off of the matchups and everything and how Romo's been doing. But he's kind of scaring me now that he kind of falls apart in December. Rivers and the San Diego Chargers, they usually turn it on. So, and New England, they give up a bunch of pass yards.
That's only when they jump out to a big lead. So, Todd, we appreciate your phone call. And I hear what you're saying about the Romo and Rivers debate. Historically, Romo has been terrible in December. Historically, Rivers has been great in December. Romo's playing the Chicago Bears on Thursday night in Chicago. Phillip Rivers has a home matchup against Brady Belichick and Bunch on Sunday in San Diego. I don't think you want to play the Patriots when they're coming off a loss.
They're going to be pissed. They're going to be playing hard. They got Darrell Revis. They got a great secondary that can cover people. They might give us some underneath yardage, which is true, but getting in the end zone through the air on that team is going to be very difficult to do. I understand why people are nervous about Romo, but his schedule is just too soft there for the playoffs. It's just too soft. He's going to be all right.
And the Bears' defense is just awful. So I'm going with Tony Romo this week. I have him as my number four quarterback.
Definitely.
Do we have time for two more emails, Kev, or no? I guess he's playing
the music. We can crank him out quick.
Real quick, Fluff and Fold wants to know which defense, 49ers, Giants, Broncos, or Vikings?
I would like the Niners this week. We like the Broncos more so the rest of the way for the playoffs.
Colonial Village, you want to hear a dirty joke? No. I want to get to your question real quick. Playoff strategy. My opponent has Andre Ellington. Would it be sneaky to pick up Marion Grice to block his opponent? Yes, it would be, but we don't know who he's dropping to get that.
Yeah, not worth it.
Yeah. No, it's not a BS move. It's a good move. It's sneaky, but it's
not recommended.
Within the rules. It's certainly, it's a competitive move.
Definitely.
Closing thoughts. It is fantasy football playoff time. Kevin Collins, what do you got?
Just jacked up, ready to finish my season in week 17.
Attaboy. Anthony Grace, go ahead.
Jarvis Landry, 10-plus targets three of the last 4 weeks. If you got them, keep them.
I want to thank everyone for listening to today's show. Have fun. We'll be back on Thursday, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, right here on Patriots.com. Good luck to everyone, and thanks for listening.
For listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.